glory. Would you grab your swords for a moment, please? Actually, a few moments. I want to welcome everybody that's here today. There's no coincidence you're here. That means that God has prepared a message for you already. Hallelujah. So if you'll receive His message, you'll find change in your life. You know, I think that's one of the things so many times that people fear change. They get so accustomed to the same old routine that if something changes in their life, they freak out. But God desires change. In change, there's an exchange. And then in a change, there's a continuous transition that's happening in our life if we're willing to cooperate with God. You know, He wants us to grow and prosper, doesn't He? His whole purpose is that we become more and more in His image and likeness so that people see Christ through us. So some of the things that we've got to begin to look at is, Christ, am I really living the life of Christ? Am I doing what, you know, people wear those bands. What would Jesus do? Am I really doing what Jesus would do? Am I saying what Jesus would say? Am I walking according to the way Jesus would walk? Am I associating with those who are Christ-like and out of a pure heart? And what's going on in my house, in this house, and then in our home? And this is vitally important because there we are in such a crucial time. Crucial. In the area where there's so much division. There's so much chaos all around us. There's shaking, incredible shaking. And the reason why God is allowing shaking is to waken up the church. And many people who say they believe. But the thing is that the word believe means to follow. So many people don't even realize that they're not believers in the eyes of God because they're not following. Oh, I'm a believer, but I'm just still doing my thing. You're not a believer. In the eyes of God, you're a liar. And in this, He's trying to bring us out of this state that we've been deceived into thinking that we believe, but we're truly not following. And the only way to really get into this area and place is to be living the Word. If you are not living the Word, then Christ is not being expressed through you. If we're still touching unclean things, if we're still putting things in our eyes and our ears or in us that's unclean, then we're not living the Word. And that's what He's requiring, that we live the Word. Would you turn to Galatians chapter 5? Galatians chapter 5. In verse 24, let's speak it together. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. That means you're not doing what you want, you're doing what He wants. In verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, if you're living in the Spirit, and He says, let us walk in the Spirit, then you must be living the Word. If you are not living the Word, you're not in the Spirit. It's impossible. Because only in the Spirit is the expression of you're living the Word. In other words, you're not only living the Word in the area of you're seeing it, you're speaking it, but you're living it every day. It's not a one moment. It's not only on Sunday or during the week Bible studies or when you fellowship with believers. It's living the Word every day. Living the Word. The Word says, seek and you will find. Are you living the Word? It says, tithe, give. Are you living the Word? Living the Word. Are you denying yourself? Pick up the cross and follow. Are you living the Word? We must look at ourselves. If we're truly living the Word, then we're living in the Spirit. Because if we're not living the Word, we're not living in the Spirit. What's your love? Is it material? Is it money? Is it relationships, or is it God? Or is it you? Me, myself, and I, the worst enemy there could be. Are we truly living the Word? And this is what God is searching out right now. Are we living the Word? If you're living the Word, you believe everything in this Bible. And you'll follow everything in this Bible. Depart from evil. Come out from among them. Are you truly living the Word? In John chapter 1, in verse 12. John 1, verse 12. Let's speak it together. As many as received Him, Jesus, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who what? Believe in His name. In other words, they follow. They follow. In verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In other words, the Word became flesh, the living, breathing, moving Word of all eternal purpose, will, and essence manifested in the natural realm. The living Word. The living Word. The one who lives the Word is associated with the living Word. So what He's asking us is, if you're living the Word, then you're associated, you're in relationship with Me. If you're not living the Word, you're in relationship with deception. Has everybody got it? And this is vitally important right now, because there are so many things that are going on right now. Even in our own government, we know that the darkness has infiltrated everything. It's all over the place, no matter where you go. Everything is a promotion of darkness. Now they've got all of this stuff where, you know, promotion of same-sex marriage and abortions and all of these things, which is, you know, now the days are at what the Bible says, that good would be called evil and evil would be called good. We are there. We are the return of the Lord. We are that generation that will see Christ come. We are watching prophecy being fulfilled. Keep your eyes on Israel and the Middle East. Look what's happening. They are manipulating democracy to put in their own servants. They are worshipers of the moon. And because they are worshipers of the moon, that means they worship Satan. They don't even know it. Because Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. So we've got to begin to look at our lives. Am I living the Word? Am I truly living the Word? Am I battling according to what the Word says? The Bible says, and those who believe in My name, the first thing it says is, they will cast out demons. Am I removing the presence of evil from my house? Am I removing accursed items from my home? Am I wearing accursed items of clothing? Am I accepting, compromising, allowing certain things that happen that are not right in the eyes of God? Because if we're accepting those and approving of those, then we'll be judged with those. See, what are we really living? Are we really living the Word? Am I still listening to secular music that clones darkness? Am I still watching perverse TV? Am I associating with individuals that promote these things? Because who you associate is what you become. See, there's so much compromise and complacency in the body of Christ that it's caused division. Just like there's division in the world right now. There's division in this country. There's division in our government. There's the group that promotes same-sex marriage and abortion, and a group that says no. It's not right before the eyes of God. So what you approve of is what you'll be judged by. The Word that became flesh. Jesus was not only the Word of God, He was the tabernacle of God. That's why He said He was the way, the truth, and the life, representing the three chambers of the tabernacle. And the only way into the tabernacle was the blood entrance. You had to accept Jesus, but you had to repent first. It was the blood entrance. I am the way, the truth. The truth, of course, is the Word. The Word is the structure of all things. The blood is the entrance. The Word is the structure. What holds everything together. It builds everything. And the life is the area where it's the essence of His presence and who He truly is. We love His presence. That's why we worship here. We love His presence. I can't live without His presence. I don't want anything else. And the only way you can live the Word is by living in His presence. Because only in His presence will He express Himself through you. That means you've got to give up. That song that we sang, Fly, He meant walk, walk, fly in the Spirit. Don't let anything hold you down here. Don't let the cares of the world and the entanglements and affairs of this world and the lusts of the world and the desires of materialism hold you down. Are we really living the Word? The Word says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Are you afraid of anything or everything? Are you afraid you might not succeed? Then you're not living the Word. Are you afraid of failure? Then you're not living the Word. Anything associated with fear is not living the Word. It's living according to your carnal precepts. In Hebrews chapter 9, are you waking up in the morning? It says, seek the Lord. I will seek you early in the morning. Are you waking up in the morning going, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Dad. Hallelujah. It's another beautiful day in God's neighborhood. See, because the enemy meets you at the end of your bed with a list.
Hey, here's what you got to do today.
Oh, don't worry about prayer. You ain't got time. Why make connection with heaven when you're not living the Word? How many people stand before God? See, we're either practicing righteousness or lawlessness. There is no gray area. No, there is no gray in God. There's no darkness in God. He's pure light. We want to be known as a faithful servant to the Lord, a good steward, an ambassador, and a witness and sign and wonder. Not just according to man's sight, but God's sight. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 1, let's speak it together. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service in earthly sanctuary. For the tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. That's called the most holy place. That's where the Ark of the Covenant is. Which had the golden censer, which was representation of the incense, which is known as the prayers of the saints, or the purpose of relationship. And the Ark of the Covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna. In other words, God desires that you have be fed every day from Him. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, He's got a desire. He's got a revelation for you every morning. Every day He's got something for you. Something. So you want to be sensitive and prepared. How can you be sensitive and prepared if you didn't make contact with heaven in the morning? You're going to miss what God's trying to show you that day. He may be trying to warn you, and you stepped right in the mud puddle. There might be something He's trying to show you. But because you didn't make connection that day, you didn't seek with all of your heart. What about worship? Are you a worshiper? The Father seeks those who worship Him in truth and spirit. That's living the Word. Well, I just don't think I need to worship. Well, then you're not living the Word. And then it says, Aaron's rod, that budded, that's priesthood. That's the first office you and I are supposed to fulfill. Are you fulfilling your priesthood? Oh, glory. And the tablets of the covenant, which is the law of God. His word is law. When God speaks, it becomes law. And His word, His law, supersedes every other law of all natural forces. So if you're living the word, you're living supernaturally. You're not living naturally. You're not living by human precepts. You're not a man pleaser, you're a God pleaser. You're not a feeling pleaser, emotional pleaser. You're a God pleaser. You don't care by what you feel or what people think about you. You stand on the word and what it says because it is the law that supersedes any law and penetrates and pierces darkness and exposes its attitudes, its motives, its desires. We all need revelation knowledge. The Bible says, my people cast off restraints without revelation. You know why they cast off restraints? Because they haven't made contact. God does not become first anymore because He's not real enough. See, the enemy works every day to try to push you away from God, to try and make Him like, yeah, I know He's there. Well, you may know He's there, but is He here? Are you living the Word? If you're in the Spirit, you're living the Word. You sense His presence. You sense His desires. You know His character. See, He wants us to see what He sees in us, about us. But the enemy wants you to see what the enemy sees. The old instead of the new. Terrible thing to be living in the past. In John 8, verse 25. Then they said to Him, who are you? You know how many times, let me tell you something, I think some believers are still saying that, who are you? In fact, the Bible says that many are going to come before Him and say, Lord, Lord, I did this and I did that and all of this stuff. I cast out devils, I prophesied, I did this. And He said, I don't know you. What do you mean you don't know me? Yes, because you practice lawlessness. You did not practice righteousness. Depart from me. They were not living the Word. They were using the Word. Has everybody got it? See, you can be a user of the Word, but not live it. And Jesus said to him, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you. But He who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from Him. They did not understand that He spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things, and He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I always do those things that please Him. And He spoke these words, many believed in Him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. In other words, if you are living the word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, many people know the truth, but they're not free because they're not living the word. Amen? They're not living it. You don't get free by just knowing it. You get free by living it. Abide. Abide. Abide in His presence, His word, and fellowship. His presence, His word, and fellowship. In 1 John chapter 2, I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. And I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to your fathers because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. And what? The Word of God abides in you. You have all, and you have what? Overcome the wicked one. You cannot overcome the wicked one without living the word. Because see, living the Word does something. It causes you to submit to God, to resist the devil, then he will flee. If you cannot submit to God, you cannot resist the devil. If you cannot, come on, everybody say it. Submit to God, resist the devil. Submit to God, resist the devil. Live the Word, resist the devil. Verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So if you're living the Word, are you doing the will? Yes. It qualifies you to abide forever. Romans chapter 2, verse 12. For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. And as many have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For do not hearers of the law, for not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but what? The doers of the law will be justified. So here the law, they were talking about the law, so there were individuals who were doers of the law. They were justified because they were living the law. But thank God that the law is in us. It's not just written on tablets, it's written in our heart. The law has already been given them. The Word of God is already in me and you. If you never read the Word of God, the Spirit that's in you will bring things from the Word if you're in fellowship and filled with the Spirit of God. You'll know what's right and what's wrong. You'll depart from evil. You'll hear the voice of God. We should hear the voice of God. Amen? So if they were doers of the law, then me and you should be doers of the Word. That means we're living the Word. In James chapter 1. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Are you living the Word? Don't answer me. It's between you and God. I wouldn't want some of you to lie. Yeah, I'm living the Word the way I like it. You haven't picked up the Bible in the last 4 months. That's nice. You know, some believers don't even read the Bible. So how can you be a believer? They're not living the Word. James chapter 1, verse 21. Would you speak it with me, please? Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive the meekness, with meekness of what? Implanted Word, which is what? Able to save your souls. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. To be a doer of the Word, you are living the Word. For if anyone is a what? Hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is an idiot. Oh, wait a minute. He is... Now remember, the word idiot means spiritually blinded. So when you see somebody, what an idiot. Why? Because you're spiritually blinded. Hallelujah. Let's, verse 22. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. 23. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. A natural face, not a spiritual. See, he's not seeing Christ in himself. He's seeing himself. For he observes himself, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the Word, this one will be blessed in what he does. I like the next verse. If anyone among you thinks he's religious, hello. and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. This is an idiot. Spiritually blinded. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Don't get religious on me, okay? I can't believe a pastor said somebody's an idiot. Well, you ought to listen to what Jesus calls some people. Glory. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? Now the what? The Spirit does what? That word expressly means hello. Expressly. He was overwhelmed. He says, listen, I'm going to shake you until you get this. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Why are they going to depart? Because they're not living the Word. They're not living the Word. Not living the Word. Still living the past. Still living the way they believe. Not according to the Word. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Yes. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4. Verse 11. Let's speak it, please. Hebrews 4, verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is what? For the word of God is what? Living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul, spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give what? Account. Yes. 1 Peter chapter 1. Oh, it's good to hear the pages turned on a Sunday morning. And a Monday morning. And a Tuesday morning. And a Wednesday morning. Verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Since you have purified your souls and obeying the what? The truth through the Spirit. In sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but what? Incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withers, its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. 2 Peter chapter 4. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Living the word. In other words, it allows you to judge yourself. You know, judgment is always before the wrath. judgment. There's judgment here in the earth already. God is already judging the United States. He's already judging. That's why judgment, the economy that's happening right now is because it's God's judgment. If you really think about it, certain things have started already when 9/11 happened. The two towers that came down were the idols of man. They associated with money. They were the World Trade Center. See, God's judgment, when judgment comes, the first thing that collapses is protection. Then provision. And it goes on and on and on. And hope to awaken people to their Creator. So there's only one. Only one rescue. Only one provider. Only one deliverer. Only one healer. Only one. He is the source and everything else is a resource. Nothing here is a source. People think their job is a source. No, it's not. It's a resource. He's the source that provides. See, it's when we put things before God that He doesn't get the glory. And that means it's an idol. Anything that's not glorifying God in our life or giving Him the glory in anything that we do becomes an idol. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1, would you read it with me, please? I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. That's happening already. Because there are so many people who are not living the word that are promoting same-sex marriage and approving it. You know, those are demons. A homosexual has a demon. A lesbian has a demon. Bisexual has more. Because they don't know which word. But we're to love the person but hate the demon. I don't hate anyone. I may not like their belief systems. I don't like murdering kids. But see, if they're not living the Word, the Bible does not say God created Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve to produce offsprings. See, when two of the same sex get together and they adopt children, they produce pagan offsprings. Because it's paganism. And these places and these pastors or whoever, because they're really not pastors. A pastor has been ordained by God, not by man. These are self-promoted individuals that put themselves in a place to compromise the Word of God because they can't live it themselves because they have no relationship. Their only concern is to maintain the finances because they got car payments or whatever it is so that they don't lose a flock. Well, I don't care. We're going to speak the truth because we're going to stand before God. That's all that matters. We're not going to be compromisers. We're going to be warriors and end time warriors because you're going to be the light that's going to shine. And many people proclaim to be believers are going to be looking for the truth themselves. Because they're going to be itchy, looking for someone that's going to believe what they believe. That's why people church hop sometimes. I don't like that message. I think I'll just go somewhere where I can find something a little bit easier. But some people like bigger churches so they can hide. Hallelujah. I won't go there right now. Verse 4. And they will turn their ears away from the what? Truth, from the living Word. and be turned aside to what? Fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure all afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. See, if you're living the Word, you're already in the ministry. Somebody got it? You're already in ministry. Wherever you are, your workplace, your family, wherever you're at, school, I don't care where you're at, you're already in the ministry. Mark 16. Living the Word. Mark 16, verse 16. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Who follow. In my name they will what? Cast out demons, and they will what? Speak with new tongues. That doesn't mean you're going to go to school and learn bilingual. That means you're going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost and God's going to give you a language you can speak directly to Him. This is living the Word.
Well, I just don't believe that. But then you're not living the Word.
And they will speak with new tongues and they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly or by no means hurt them, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's living the Word. Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. Let's speak it together. And being assembled together with them, he what? He what? He commanded them. He didn't ask them, he commanded them, didn't he? So if he commanded, when God speaks and commands something, this will become law. You bet you. And he commanded them to what? Not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptizes with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So I want you to understand something. Living the Word is the baptism of the Holy Spirit also. He commanded them. So many people don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in casting out devils. They don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe, oh, God can heal you. Yes. Well, praise God. Guess who's going to heal through? You. Yeah. He's waiting for his children to live the Word so the living Word can flow through them. In Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, and we'll close here. Judge yourself today. Are you living the Word? Or are you using the Word? Verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints and for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith. In other words, living the Word. And of the knowledge of the Son of Man to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's the anointing. See, if you're not living the Word, you're not walking in the anointing. And the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. And the Bible says that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the anointing. That's living the Word. See, living the Word is knowing who you are. Not what man says. Not what labels are on you. You are living the Word because what God says who you are. Verse 14. That we should what? No longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. See, so many areas of doctrine are tradition. So it's been passed down, it's been passed down, it's been passed down. But it's not true. How many of y'all know the devil likes to take a little bit of truth with lie. So there's that area then that we must learn so we don't get burned. Amen? Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may what? Grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So it's important that you forsake not to assemble. And don't be a man pleaser, or a church pleaser, or a pastor pleaser. Be a God pleaser. Amen? Be a God pleaser. And live the Word. And the Word will live through you. Abide. Deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. That means take off the old, put on the new, submit and obey. All the way through. And you will find favor, prosperity, and a good harvest. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask the seed be protected and grow and bear fruit for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.